B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Comcast Business Hotline. Talk to my man from NBC Sports Philadelphia Phillies Insider. That, of course, is Jim Salisbury. Jim, how is the weather down in Clearwater, Florida?
Oh, it's a nice day. Congratulations on the baby coming.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's going to be an excuse to stay up late and watch more West Coast baseball that nobody really in Philadelphia cares about.
Yeah, what's the approximate arrival time?
May 3rd is the due date, but I have a feeling that he's coming early. I don't think we're making it to May 3rd.
He wants to get that's not necessarily a great Little League birthday, if I remember, but that's okay.
Yeah, and listen, we'll get there. You know, he's going to be one of the Phillies prospects down the road. I know that for sure, because it's not like the prospect list is that long. So he could stink and maybe still be in the top 100 for the Phillies.
I remember all those kids who had August and September birthdays. They got like that extra year of Little League, but I never got it because I was pre-August as well.
All right, well, don't break my heart already, Jim, okay?
No.
Because I'm tying his right arm behind his back. I'm telling you right now.
Hit him a lot of ground balls. Teach him to throw long and use his legs. And
yes.
Throw him a lot of pitches from both sides of the plate. Buy a ton of baseballs.
Not all right, yeah. I love a fresh bucket. It's a great smell, dude.
Yeah, you need about 40 of them, and then do all your fielding drills first. And
okay.
Kids love to hit, so the hitting is the reward. So
okay. All right, that sounds good. Maybe that's my problem. That's why I'm not in the big leagues right now, Jim, because I didn't do my field workout first. Now, you're down in Clearwater. You're getting a first look at some of these players that are all there. I saw that you posted a video of Sir Anthony Dominguez this morning, thrown from the bullpen. So let me just start there. How'd he look?
He's about 40 pounds lighter. So, kind of everybody looks pretty good in their first few bullpens.
Yeah.
The adrenaline is pumping and... the big thing with Sir Anthony is he looks healthy, and he's down about 40 pounds, so he's really serious about his conditioning and serious about having a good year, and he could be a huge, huge X factor down there. So, but even he said, he's put in the work, now it's time for some results. Obviously, we saw in his rookie year, he's got a lot of talent, but had that injury setback. But like I said, if he could deliver for these guys, it'd be a really nice X factor out in that bullpen. They've added some veterans, and Hand is kind of a roll of the dice, I think, because he had a tough year last year. But,
yeah.
He's been a pretty good one, and he gives you some left-handed, and then you get Familia and Alvarado coming back, Coonrod coming back, big hard throws who don't necessarily throw a lot of strikes. So you really, the bullpen has been an annual issue with this team.
You don't say.
They have veteran power. They need strikes. They really need strikes.
Now, are you surprised at all by some of the moves that the Phillies have made early on? Obviously, we're still waiting to see what happens with Chris Bryant. There's reports that he could go to Colorado. Kyle Schwarber's linked to the Blue Jays. We're all going to be waiting on bated breath for Nick Castellanos. But so far, what they've done, you just mentioned Familia and Hand to kind of bolster the bullpen, even though I don't know how much that's really bolstering the bullpen. They're more professional pitchers than what you've had in the past. You had a lot of young arms before, but you also bring in Odubel Herrera back, and you were the first one to put that out there, to report that Odubel was probably going to come back to Philadelphia. Are you shocked by that?
I was shocked when I heard it. I was, because, the last two plus years have been very difficult, very mm-hmm. controversial situation, and they brought him back last year, gave him a second chance. I mean, he had gone through the domestic violence suspension, and he paid a fine, and lost quite a bit of money. I think he made some donations. He apologized. It was a controversy in the clubhouse, but eventually the team accepted him. The players accepted him, and they got through it last year. He wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible. But they got through what could have been a really difficult situation last year. And I just personally thought, well, you survived it. You got to the other side, and now it's over. You got a nice, neat, clean break. But here they are, and he's back here. I mean, there's just so many layers to it, and one of them is the failure of in the drafts and the failure on player development side.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Well, isn't that so? Isn't that concerning to you? Because it is to me. You're going into another season where you are planning to platoon in center field, right? They planned it last year. You know, Roman Quinn, Adam Haseley was the opening day starter, which I'm sure people forget. You threw out Mickey Moniak. The year before that was Scott Kingery with Odubel Herrera and all that kind of stuff. Like, I saw the trade yesterday, Cincinnati Reds traded Jesse Winker to the Mariners, and I go, well, that would have been nice to have an everyday outfielder in center field.
Well, this in the last 6 years, they've drafted two center fielders, two pure center fielders in the top eight picks in the country, in Moniak and Haseley. Neither one of them have gotten here, so that's a reason that they're in this predicament. They have not developed anybody. The guys out there that were free agents were lackluster. The trade prices for top guys were high. They don't have a lot of trade chips, in my opinion. They have a few guys in the minor leagues that are pretty good that they really like and that I like, but I would be very protective of some of those arms. And, you know, with Odubel, and yeah, it's a platoon. It's not a good, to me, it's a roll of the dice. And if it's not working by, you know, June 1, I think they're probably out there looking to upgrade it. But you know, they think they can get by with it, and it's not an expensive. They're not sinking a lot of money into the position, and that's going to allow them, I believe, to be aggressive in left field with a Schwarber, with a Castellanos,
right,
with a Bryant. I firmly believe they're going to end up with one of those guys. I don't know which one. They were down the road with Schwarber in negotiations before the lockout. So I think, you know, that's something that you can read into.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll see if they can get him. You know, he's represented by the same crew that represents Freeman. So maybe watch Freeman and see if he tumbles right after that. But kind of waiting for white smoke, because I do expect them to make a significant signing, significant addition in left field. And Dombrowski's an aggressive guy. They have a little bit of room under that tax and in their budget. Maybe there's a significant move and a lesser move that can be an impact move. And like I said, he's aggressive. I still wouldn't rule out him making a trade at some point here, because there's a lot of desperation to get to the playoffs after missing it.
Well, see, that fires me up. And we're speaking of Jim Salisbury, covers the Phillies for NBC Sports Philadelphia. So you mentioned that they're probably, you hope or think that they're going to get one of those top three guys to play left field. So what's the plan after that? There was a report the other day that the Phillies were interested in Matt Chapman of the Oakland A's, but they didn't want to give up, you know, Painter, Abel, or Stott, like you just mentioned. So what's the plan after that? Because I guess Alec Bohm is your everyday third baseman. They don't want to sign a full-time DH, so you're not going to have Bohm full-time DH. So what do you think is the rest of the plan? If they make another trade, what area are they looking at? Because shortstop, you got Didi and Stott fighting for that. Gene's good at second base, I would imagine. You're set there. So well, really, it's the left side.
I don't know what the next move is. It might be some starting pitching depth, because you have Wheeler and Suarez, who, you know, might be a little delayed. And we all know that you can always use extra starting pitching depth. But, you know, if once they've addressed center field, once they address left field, and I fully expect them to do that, they have to. You know, you look at the next kind of glaring weakness is left side of the infield. Is it Didi at shortstop and Bohm at third base? Is it Stott at shortstop and Didi at third base? Is Bohm used in a trade? I don't know, man. There's a million ways they can go, but I guarantee you they'll be creative.
Well, that sounds exciting to me. Now, I've been my dream for this offseason was to bring in a power outfielder, which, you know, it sounds like that's probably something that can happen. I wanted a veteran arm. Like, I looked at a Zach Greinke. I know he's available. I know he's toward the back end of his career, obviously. But you look at what the Phillies have right now on the road to, oh, we lost Jim. Jim Salisbury's off. I don't know if you could call him back. If not, that's fine. But Jim just disappeared. Maybe he's going to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.